Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Then there's Chris Powell, who's always concerned. Chris writes for the Journal Inquirer, and he's here for a few minutes this morning. Chris, good morning, buddy.
Morning, Ray.
Happy Election Day.
Thanks for nothing.
What? What?
Well, I don't think we're going to get much of a result, whatever happens. Maybe it's always that way. It just seems worse this time.
Joe D is betting that tomorrow morning we'll be still trying to decide who won the governor's race.
Yeah, that's possible, but if I had to bet, I'd bet Lamont wins. The polls have almost always favored him. I know there was that Sacred Heart poll the other day that found Stefanowski slightly ahead, but I think that's an outlier.
Well, the mechanics of it, I mean, just are. And as you point out in one of your most recent columns at journalinquirer.com, is that, you know, he has an automatic voting block. I mean, they're set to go. You think any – although I've heard anecdotally that certain state employees will vote for another candidate other than the Democrat. So I guess it happens, but it must not be all that common.
Well, Lamont did go to a government employee union rally in New Britain the other day, and as Governor Malloy did, Lamont pledged obedience to the government employee union, said that he's going to be working for them for the next 4 years, which, you know, maybe we could have intuited anyway, but that's the problem with the Democratic Party in the state, is that it is, you know, largely the creature of the government employee unions.
But in fact, I mean, it seems as if, you know, Bob Stefanowski says, well, okay, I'm going to, you know, although he's kind of backed off on this a little bit, you know, the income tax, I'm going to back off on that. I'm going to get rid of it, you know, phase it out over 9 years, something like that. But once again, both of them insist, and I don't know where Oz is on this, but the thing is, you know, we're going to deal with the unions, we're going to cut our labor costs, we're going to cut spending, and I just find that really, really hard to believe.
Well, they won't say how. You know, Stefanowski went through nearly all his campaign just harping on how nice it would be to get rid of the income tax, and he would not say where the money to fund the government would come from and what in government would be cut. And then when the question got a little bit loud that he couldn't ignore it anymore, he started striking these sympathetic poses about you know, schools and education and other things that the money would have to be cut from. So there's just been no truth told to the electorate in this campaign, Ray.
No.
You know, there are serious choices that have to be made. Really can't balance the budget on waste, fraud, and abuse. There's no line item for those things.
No, and there are things that are built in, Chris, as you know, pensions and other things. Those won't go away. They can't.
No. The budget director for Governor Malloy has said for some time that more than half the budget is a matter of fixed costs. That is, it is nominally outside the purview of the legislature. Right. It's on automatic pilot by statute or federal policy or contract. And nobody has drawn the obvious conclusion that okay, when you've got more than half the budget is fixed costs, you've got to unfix the fixed costs before you can start controlling the government again.
So what's a mother to do? It's just okay, so this really comes down to, and I'm seeing this, is like in all of the ads and all this, it's basically Malloy against Trump. That's essentially what we're running here.
Yeah, that's what the candidates would like it to be, because it distracts from their own responsibility to define policy. They're playing to their bases, but they're not elucidating the policy choices we have to make. And I think this is really it's a reflection of the public's own ignorance and obliviousness.
I think we've just driven a voter attendance, the percentage of people voting, down by about, oh, I don't know, 50%. You know,
well there are differences between the candidates. Okay. In fact, there's differences between the parties. You know, I'm always quoting the Ambrose Bierce's definition of politics in his Devil's Dictionary from 100 years ago, a strife of interests masquerading as a contest of principles, the conduct of public affairs for private advantage. When the candidates tell you nothing or act as if you're a moron, you can always go back and examine the interest groups that constitute the base of the party. And, you know, on the Democratic side, you got the government employee unions and the welfare recipients and the political correctness banshees. And on the Republican side, you've got some business interests and the gun enthusiasts and apologists for President Trump. You can make judgments on that basis.
But that's one of the things, and you did point this out, as far as being the best informed about what's going on in your recent piece, Journal Inquirer, is the whole idea that Oz does know a lot of this stuff, but, you know, how would he pull this off if he even got elected, which I think is going to be tough. I mean, I like the guy.
Yeah, he has the most experience with state government. He hasn't held government office, but he has, been the director of the Metro Hartford Alliance, a business group, for many years.
Right.
He's been involved with a million forums involving the government. He's very informed about government. The problem is he's got no positions either.
I know.
He doesn't want to tell us what he's going to do. And, you know, the problem is the options are pretty awful.
Chris, by the way, also wrote in his most recent piece, journalinquirer.com, about the legitimacy of voting and is there illegal voting and all that. And invariably, every morning after an election, we always get these stories of, oh, well, you know, never mind. But you can read it. You'll explain it all. Hey, Chris, good luck. We'll talk next week, no matter what happens.
Thanks, Ray.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.